Beginning current up, Sach this bomb, it's in the base, beginning of basic, and says, Matam, that we give Mach, Isuru de Minatera. The Pasuk is comparing what's prohibited to what's permitted in this absolute all or nothing. Now, which is Mashimata, Budimimenu, Umikolodom, meaning this, what's the heter that we permit if it's lost from him and from every single person? So too, in all situations, so too, what's forbidden. Now, obviously, you don't need the Pasuk to tell me that the case that's permitted in all situations, biyoda, that he knows umisyaish, and he gave up hope. Because even when it is found by other people, with teches beyish, they already know it's permitted if the guy gave up hope. Ella riada, obviously, ella, we only needed this halacha to tell us kilo yoda, when he doesn't know. And even though when he's going to find out. So then, some take out the lamed, some keep in the lamed, loy misyayish, he will be miyayish, but it's irrelevant. Afilu miyayish by simon, even if there's a simon, kivin shavid, avud, mekal adam, but since it's lost from every single person, okay, it's going to be permitted. Ah, chanami yisilva, so too when it's forbidden. The hainu, when it's mitzuyit kal adam, when it is available by all people, the asr, kai gavna, that it's going to be asr, the layadinan, that we don't know the miyayish, that we don't know that, or that's all the Yisrael Loyoda, that he doesn't know the Miyayish, that he doesn't know that to be Miyayish, Bein Yesh, Bein Simen, Bein Shein, Bein Simen, if it is Simen, there's not a Simen. And Bein Lahata, Ella, the Miyayish, Koyd Nos Loyoda, it's only permitted if the guy gave up hope before it came to the guy's hands, the Shadrach Mani, but that's the term permits, and this is the Raya of the Salocham that we see, like Abaya, that we say, Yishlam Midas, is loyhava yish, that although he would know that he would be miyayish, but since he doesn't know, so it doesn't make a difference, it's not going to be permitted. Next to Smasal, Tabin was the Gemara Machadi, Tais of Rabbi Hulu, well, one's Rabbi is refuted, etc. So Tais explains meaning. Bishlam Rabbi, and so why this is different, because if you have a Rabbi, and Rashi addresses this question also, that Avagav the Isim Shatachas Ilan, even though those that are beneath the tree are Besamachlil, nor near the tree are Siri, they're forbidden. Why they're forbidden? The Chazus and Mechicha, like the Gemara said on Chaf Aleph and Mabez, because its appearance proves where it's from, and therefore it's not Miyayish. That's in general. Aba Tamri, but dates, which what we're talking about, Sheruch Malicham Berochik, that the wind blows it very far away. Oh, the Veshai Chazus and Mechicha, where it's not applicable to know from its appearance where it's from. So the Chiddush is Afish Abayim Sivurim Sheyiplu, Tachzil, although the owner thinks that it probably fell beneath the tree. But had he known that it blew it far away, they would have been miyayish. So that's what's called yishlam midas, and that would be yish according to Rabbi. That wouldn't be difficult. How would it be permitted? But labaya, according to Abaya, have yishlam midas. This is yish that he would have, but he doesn't know yet. Shabam svurim, because why not? Because Shabam svurim shibu tachzil. They think that it's falling beneath the tree. But yichmoy bedrachim, that passerbys are not going to take it. Shem lechazus mechila, because the appearance proves it from this tree. So therefore, that's the question. But now that we pass on like Abaya, how is it permitted? The Gemara answers that full oisim shtachz ilan shalvo. No, even though actually that fall beneath the tree are permitted, asul Abaya, even according to Abaya, the asu the shchichish shkatz mermosim in the place where there's chametz have bugs and vermin. The miyayish where a guy gives up hope, he says, ach, it's got ruined by the bugs. Now, but tzorch lemit more of us says you have to say that vidi denatri that dates generally fall off k'moytenim like figs, as we said on the previous. Daf, because Demlikin, if that wasn't the case, they would be forbidden. Because if they don't usually fall off, so there's no reason for him to think that it fell off, so that would be Yishlamidas. That would be giving up, he would have given up, but he didn't, because he doesn't, they in a cyber sheep blue, he doesn't think that they fell off, given the Levi did not, since they don't usually fall off, like we said regarding olives and carobs, to us, that they're forbidden, given the Levi did not, because they don't usually fall off. So obviously, you have to say that they do usually fall down. Next is Matt to begin the Gemara. The Lav b'nei Mechila ninu mai. Well, orphans that are not those that could forgive. So what's halacha? Which text explains the question is specifically according to Abaye, because Bishlam Rabbah and Tanakh and Rabbah, the Kibbutz looking godly miyayish. Since when they become adults, they would give up hope. So in a way, it's like this yish shalom das. They don't have das now, but when they would have, they would be miyayish. So hashanami mikay yish. Now it's also called yish. But since you hold like Abaye, the yish shalom das is not yish. So then, what would you say the halacha over there? Next test mark to begin with the words of the Gemara, where it's brought down the side that it should be before the Maschal Me'achar. Chief to the Rava. This refutes Rava. Now, Tais is bothered and he addressed this. He says, Rabbi Yodah Shabrach Braisa. You're asking from this price. Rabbi knew this price. It sounds a little bit from the Gemara previously, the Chabal from the base. The Kaman the Gemara says, oh, Bezuta Shiyam, regarding when the sea floods, Kulam Aleplika, no one disagrees. Everyone knows this. And agrees to show that it's permitted. And we said, Gimin Leman Lekaman, like we'll say it later on. So, Rabbi knows this. So, how do he say his opinion? Ella, rather, delayed Dayak. He just didn't make the Diyak of Yisuba Dumidat Teva. But he knew about the Heter. He just didn't say the Issus Dumidat Teva to say that's forbidden, because Yishle Medas is not Yish. Next is not to begin with the word the Gemara, Karchasa, Karkasta Mai. So, meaning, Im Yesh Geder Sav Ilan. If there's a wall around the tree, that's how Tais explains it. Rashi says it's surrounded with a gedush laban all around. But the question is, Mishavu, so what's the question? Mishavu oisim sharuch meilechais nechutz legeder derech alav, that the wind actually threw it out beyond the wall. So what's the question? The owner thinks they're all going to fall beneath the tree. It's going to be protected from the bugs and the vermin. So then that's the question that we see. So wait a second. So that he wouldn't be miyayish. It's yish lemidas. Yes, says you're right. That's going to be awesome. Next does not begin with the gemara. Eat like a simon my machlis. Well, if there's no simon, what's he calling out? Pidush, in other words, lama tzarach lahachris. Why does he have to call out hamaitze, the one who finds it? Nachris sha'avud, im bei siman litin, the guy who lost it doesn't have a siman to give. So my machris doesn't mean what is he announcing. It means what's the point of calling out? A mishani, and the Gemara answers, the same machris, this is what he's going to call out. Sha'aisi sha'avud, because the one who lost it, yidin siman mokum, will give a sign of where it was. So the Gemara later on the Chavchaz Merav, the Gemara says, "K'tishelech shleisha v'yachzeh shleisha." I mean, after the third of the Shalosh Regalim, when the guy was calling it out, so they give him extra 7 days, so that K'tishelech shleisha v'yachzeh shleisha v'yachzeh yemechad, that the guy could go to his house 3 days, come back 3 days, and then on the last day, the guy is still calling it out. Hayinam, and that also means shamoytze machriz, meaning that the one who finds it is calling out, just like we're saying over here, my machriz. It doesn't mean the one who finds it is calling out. It means the one not the one who lost is calling out. The one who found it is calling out, and the one who lost it will give a simon. Now, ach kasha, but this is difficult because the perek elo ibn the gemara on daf mem tes mabez. I mean, the gemara tells us ama aretz ein machriz na lebedasit. You don't call out regarding his lost object. Now, v'heichal niyoyin zeh. Now, how do we know this? Mem hushal ama aretz if it's from ignorant person. In other words, if you say like Rashi, that says that the one who's calling it out is the guy who lost it, so then you know, okay, you know, you don't pay attention to Amaretz. But if the one who's calling it out is the one who finds it, so how do you know that it belongs to Amaretz? Bishma says we could say is the Ma'ariv is talking about b'maitzei b'makom d'shchich Amaretzim. He finds a place where this comment to have Amaretzim. So therefore, then that's the case that you wouldn't call it out. Now, Rashi Shapirish, now, according to Rashi, it explains the Hamaitzi Machriz Mokum. That when we say, it's actually that, it's not that the one who lost it is going to give a sign of the Mokum. It actually, Rashi says, no, the one who finds it announces the place. Shriyam, that he's going to say, Matsasi Chevetz Mokum Plainy, I found something in that place, the boy, and the guy's going to say, Chevetz Plainy, oh, it's that object, and then he takes it. That's what Rashi explains of the Simon of Mokum. Sounds quite a little bit difficult. The number picking within the Mishnah in the paragraph of the Chav Chesma Beis Amar Aveda. If the guy says what the lost object was, Glamas Simanim, he didn't say the Simanim of it. Oyem Akum, he hasn't said anything. So Amar, so you see, but Mashi Mechav and Achayf, it's this that he said the object in a Simanim is not a Simanim. But according to Rashi, when you have Malkum, the guy's announcing which place and he says which object, you see that is a Simanim. Mishnah says, we can say, is no, Dasim Nami, Lab Mishum Shu Chashu Lashakar. There, it's not because we suspect him that he's lying, Shehifsit Chayfitz. That he's causing a loss for an object. I'm sure only because he tells him about the chayf. It's just like, no, it's true. We don't suspect. We say, just like you lost an object. I could say someone else also lost an object. That's why we can't, it's not enough just to say the object. We would return it because the inri gil is just named the adam of the chayf. It's not logical that two people lost the same object in the same place. And you call and the guy's saying in that place what that it was his object. So that's why it's different. Just to say the object, however, that wouldn't necessarily tell us that it's yours. Now Pirush Rashi, Habamachris Mokim, the Hocha, Pirush Mamish. So that means to say that what Rashi says over here, that you call it the actual place itself, and the guy tells you what the object is. So Pirush Mamish Dumid Machis means, so it's very similar to what Rashi says. When you call out the number, the Shili Parakama at the end of the first paragraph of Chaf and Beis, where Rashi says the same thing over there, where when we're talking about the Shtaris, that it means the one who finds it. And same thing over here, you call it Machas Malkam, it's the one who finds it. That guy mentions the number, and the guy who lost it says a Simon. So it's the same Rashi Lishitasai. Who says that it's the one that finds it is calling this out. Next, there's not the beginning of the Rabbah, he says, Malkam Laiva Simon. The place is not a Simon. So, Tosfos explains, feed this real little Rabbah, since Rabbah holds Malkam Laiva Simon as the Adam Masla is going on, so the Sefer then is because of that there's literally a Simon. So, Hotzuch Lemmy had to say, the Simon also the Davis, then when the case of the Resha, again, if the Sefer is talking about that it must be there's a Simon, because Malkam is not a Simon, so then he had to say the Simon also does a sign, a Simon that gets going to be trampled on, lo yav a Simon. And that's why we see L'shitasai, that because he says Malkam is not a Simon, he had to say that there is a Simon, and therefore must be also that Simon also does, to explain the halacha of the Reshif, there's a Simon, that's why that's not a Simon.